and welcome to the Love Meesh podcast. I'm your host, Meesh, and it's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. I've been podcasting for about 3 years now, so happy third birthday to me. I'm super excited to continue growing and sharing my journey with you. So welcome to my world. Hey, loves, and welcome to another podcast episode. Hey, loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meesh podcast. It is literally like almost 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why I'm up. It's been like a month now, and I always go to sleep at like 2. It's just driving me crazy, but I just be up. I was like, let me go ahead and do this podcast. So I told you guys that we were going to do the Oprah Winfrey Super Soul Sunday interview, and it's happening. Wink, wink. It's happening right now. I literally was going to write down the questions and answer them and then just read the answers, but I'm going to do it right off the dome. It's going to come from the heart. It's going to come from the soul. It's going to be raw, going to be real, authentic, all that good stuff. But before we get into the questions, you know, I like to do my podcast recos. So I am so excited for this first reco. Let me tell you, me and my sisters. Well, my mother had 4 kids. My older sister, me, my baby sister, and my baby brother. And we all have business ideas, right? We all have started and stopped at different, you know, points and have different life things going on. But drum roll, please. It is my baby sister's turn to give it a go for business. She has always been the one in the background helping us, shouting us out on social media, helping us post our content on our accounts. Just like tremendous background support from her heart, just ready to serve. And it is her time to be the CEO and for us to usher in and give her that love and support. And I am so happy to do so. So the local business reco for this podcast is Nia Nails. Now my sister goes by Nitra, so it's so cute that she added her name in her business. Hello. Does that sound familiar? Love Meesh. Okay, it's like you got to put you in your brand. It's you. It's a part of you. Your birth to a baby. So congratulations, baby sister. I am so fucking proud of you. You are going to have your own store. So let me tell you what her story is about. Neon Nails, my sister, loves all things glow in the dark. So I didn't even know she had this talent. She can make nails. Like, I'm going to list a link where you can go to the website. Her website is neonnails.com. Let me spell it for you. It's neeonnails.com. Spell it all out. neeonnails.com. Her email is the same at gmail.com. And I have a link for her Pinterest where you can check out her nails. I completed my order and I'm not done. I had shown my mom, I showed my cousin. I was like just telling everybody, like, hey, support, you know, because I'm so fucking proud of her. And I'm deep on the spiritual pages, like on my Telegram, on my 99%, on my Discord. Like, I'm a part of groups like that. Let me just pause for a moment. Sorry, sis. Social media got so big when you advertise. It's like, are you even reaching anyone? So I noticed when I went to 99, when I went to Telegram, and when I went to Discord, it's smaller rooms, smaller groups. So when you post something, people are like, oh my God, that's brilliant. I'm so proud of you. Let me go check it out right now. Girl, what the fuck is going on? Y'all hear that? It is too early in the morning. Get it together. So I'm happy that I'm in these groups and I'm able to share. I'm like, hey, support my sis. And I hope she's getting a flood of customers. And so here I am sharing it with you, my babies, my loves. So please support my sister. Her nails are so beautiful. I ordered a pink pair of nails and I don't know what it is, but I've gotten nails. I love nails. I miss getting nails, but I am such an empath. It hurts putting them on. It hurts taking them off. I can't even explain it, but my nails are so beautiful and white. Every time I go get my regular nails done, the nail person is like, oh my gosh, your nails are so pretty. They're so strong. What do you do? And all I know is, like, I don't eat meat. I mean, that's all I can say, but my toenails grow long. My fingernails grow long. And if we can just get my hair to catch the hill up. But I said all that to say I still support it. I still bought the nails. It's I love her nails because she has this glue that you can put on your nails. And you can just stick the nail right on and like in seconds literally and be gone. But the thing is, because you're not using acrylic, they end up falling off, which is fine because I can still pick them up. I keep them. I put them in a bag, and whenever I want to wear them again, I wear them. So it's almost to me like, you know how our wigs are? Put it on, take it off. It's kind of like the nails are put on, put off. And I've never seen nails like that before. So I think her idea is fucking brilliant. But in addition to that, since she wants to honor me on my journey where, you know, I'm going to buy the nails, but I want to stay more so to the natural. She does freaking nail art. So, you know how you get a fake tattoo and it comes on the paper, you wet it, and then voila, it's on your skin. They do that for nails too. So, she surprised me and put those in a bag. And I was just like, oh my God, because one thing about me, I'm an idealist. I really feel like a lot of these deals are for ideals are for other people, but I just be wanting to birth them myself. But I'm like, hey, you should do this, you should do that, and I just spill it. Like, there's so many celebrities and people that I just, under their page, I'll be like, hey, check this person out, or oh, you should do this, or oh, you need to do a podcast, or oh, you need to, oh, and I just be sharing, because I love learning and sharing, and it just be like, oh, they did it, oh, okay, and no one will ever know that I told that person that y'all need to do a pod, you know, you need to do a podcast. I told B. Simone she needs to do a podcast. Hello. You know what I mean? Not saying that they probably weren't already thinking of that, but prime example, before Kevin Samuels passed away, I had sent him an email saying, you know, hey, your message, you know, it may be true, but the delivery is off. So, you know, I was trying to explain, like, you know, maybe you can invite some women on your panel and do dating shows and, you know, just different stuff like that, just to kind of change the image and change his brand a little bit. And I kid you not, a few weeks later, the man died. But I was able to show my mom, them like, look, I sent this man this email. Like, he really has some great information. Just if your delivery is off, and that was a message for the world. You can have the greatest message ever, but if your delivery is off, it will fall on deaf ears. And then and vice versa. The devil can tell you some great information, but if you so holier than thou, you're going to miss it. So that goes both ways. But anyways, congratulations, Sissy Poo. I am so fucking proud of you. And I'd be like, Nene, but she'd be like, don't call me Nene. But okay, your store is called Neon Nails, so you like me. But that's what she is at my phone. You need me in my phone. But wait, let me make sure. Did I just do knee? Oh no, I didn't need you. I didn't need you. Okay, my bad. I did do need you in my phone. But Neon Nails is so cute. I'm so proud of you. I can't wait to support you. I'm gonna share you with the whole fucking world. We're trying to get bags on bags on bags. And I know this is not gonna be her only business. I can see her doing so much more. And I'm just so very, very proud of her. I can say in my life, good Lord, life is like a fucking roller coaster. But in my life, my mom has been my number one supporter and my sister. I could tell them right now I'm going to be a president and they're going to be cheering me on and helping me pass out flyers. Like, it's nothing that I can say that I don't want to do that they won't give me their full support. And I just love that because I know a lot of people don't have that. And I just really appreciate that. Like, they're gonna bat for me. I could even run for president and lose, and you know, they'll still have my support. Like, so many endeavors I've started and stopped, and you know, just have they've always supported me. But one thing I've come to realize is they can give me all the support in the world. But if they cheering at 100 and I'm cheering at 50, it's not going to work. I got to be cheering at 200 and they cheering at 100. And that's when it's going to manifest. Like, you got to go harder for yourself than anyone else. So I always had these visions and dreams, but I have to put that energy there. I have to be my own cheerleader and I have to go, you know, two times as hard and it'll manifest. So shout out to my sis. Please check out her links. And, you know, I can't wait to see what the future unfolds with your business. Your first business, baby. I'm going to say that. So a video movie TV reco would be What Dreams May Come. I actually saw that. I haven't seen it yet. I saw a preview of it and I was mesmerized. I was like, I got to see this because it reminds me of a book. That I haven't even fucking finished yet. But the name of the book was Heaven and Hell, The Journey of Chris and Serena Davis by Kenneth Ziegler. And they got in a fucking, they were married and got in a fucking car accident. Chris saw white lights and oh, and angels, and his ass went to heaven. But Serena ass, she saw red and black and demons dragging her ass to hell. And they were torturing her. She was in the lake of fire and she was desperate to get away. She ran away the first time they caught her ass, dumped her back in the river. I think something was eating her and letting her skin grow back and eating her and letting her skin go back. She escaped and then they threw her ass in the river where your skin melt off and regenerate. Your skin melt off and regenerate. Baby, she escaped from there and she climbed up this damn wall and found a fallen angel. And the reason he was in hell is he fell in love with one of the human, beautiful women. And God's punishment was to send him to hell. So it's not like he was with Satan trying to overthrow God, but because he still sinned and that led him there. But because he wasn't 100% like Satan, he just did a little sin. He still had good in him. So he had plants in the cave. He even tried to keep humans. He got caught one time and, you know, the demons threatened him or whatever, because, you know, he's stuck there too. But he ended up keeping her. And so she has a little bit of break. She's still in hell, but his ass in heaven keep thinking about her. He's walking around and seeing mansions and meeting people and meeting God and stuff. And he like, where's my damn wife? So he goes to this library, or the book of, you know, everybody has a book of life. And he looks in his book. And then, you know, of course she's going to come up. So he wants to look at her book. And he sees her in hell. He's like, oh my God, he wants to go get her. But I'm ready for him to go to fucking hell already and get her ass. But it's drawn out. And I guess I'm just impatient because I read so much about her. And then it'd be little snippets of him and then back to her and little snippets of him. I'm like, nigga, is you going to go get your wife? Is you going to rescue her? Like, come get me from hell. That's what I'm talking about. He can't even enjoy heaven because he wants his wife in heaven with him. And that is the ultimate love. You are willing to give up your ticket in heaven to get her from hell to be with you. Like, the fuck? Because to be honest, if you so gung-ho on getting her, that could get your ass kicked out of heaven. And he just loves her so much so. So anyways, when I saw the movie, that's what it reminded me of. And I was like, I wonder, because a lot of these movies, they be based on books, but I feel like if they can't get the rights to the book, they just gonna create a storyline around the book. Like, my nigga, pay these people their credits, because it's very similar. So another reason why I want to see it is, I forgot the man's name. Well, let me look up his name. I can't believe Robin Williams. Thank you. Robin Williams is in there. And I don't know who the woman is. But he dies and he's in heaven. And then she gets sick and she commits suicide. And he wants to get her from hell too. So I feel like they basically stole somebody. They stole them people's book and made a different movie. But I guess I can't really say that because we all create. You could look at one picture and make a million different pictures off of it from your perspective. So is it really copying? No, it's just co-creating or recreating. But they could have just paid these people for their book, turned the book into a movie and cut that man a check. But that's okay. So I haven't seen it yet, but since I know it's going to be like the book, just the preview of it. And what was I looking at where I saw the preview? Probably one of my free movie apps. And I was just mesmerized. Because you know you can click, go, do skip, go past it and get to your movie. Your free movie. But I was so mesmerized. I looked at the whole thing and I never do that. So I can't wait to see what dreams may come true. Plus, I miss Robin Williams. I love his movie, Mrs. Doubtfire. It was another movie. Jumanji. It was another movie. Bicentennial Man is my ultimate favorite. And do you see how old that movie was? And Tesla just now telling us about the robot. Maybe they abandoned the robots because they had to test them for so long. Let me tell you how I know. When you go to Disney World and they be like, it's a small world after all them fucking robots. They been had them damn robots. But they stuck in damn Disney World. And now they're finna make them go commercial. That's the only difference. So, yeah, it'll be nice seeing him again. Because I really feel like he was a good soul. And I don't think he committed suicide. I feel like in Hollywood, if you don't do those deep, dark, ugly things, they either gonna say you had a drug overdose, which all drug addicts in the world, you know your craft. That's your drug. You know your limit. So, unless it's a kid, come on. I don't, or a first time user, maybe. I just don't be believing that. Like, you smoke weed forever, and or you do dope or whatever forever, and you've been an alcohol for whatever. Like, how you just all of a sudden die? Like, you know your drug, you know your vice, and or they'll make you commit suicide. Say you committed suicide, but he was the happiest. How many comedians have you heard of that committed suicide? Like, that doesn't even make sense. A comedian who's full of love and life and laughter committed suicide. Like, it didn't get me. It didn't get to me. So maybe it hit the rest of the world, but it's a no for me. The man was killed, set up. He didn't want to complete a sacrifice or whatever the hell they wanted him to do. Maybe torture some little kid. Ain't no telling. Hollywood is disgusting. Where else was I going with that? So they'll kill you. And another thing that I wanted to say, Dr. Sebi, you healed all these people. You took it to Supreme Court and won with your witnesses, over 100 people and won with facts, not even a doctor's. And you mean tell me you don't have a PhD? You were out here curing people and all these motherfucking white coats with PhDs ain't cured a damn thing because they don't want to. They're going to continue to collect that money and that insurance, and it's always going to go back to the money. But he ended up dying from a disease. Now, how the hell you, that's how I know it be fake. You cure diseases, you died of a disease. You're funny as hell, you're a comedian, you commit suicide. Like, it don't add up. But anyways, so that's the movie. Podcast audio record would be Girlfriends Pray Podcast. When I was deep in a Christian world, hello, and it's still there. Let me just explain my religion. I'm omnism, which means I take whatever resonates for me from whatever religion, from atheism all the way through Christianism, Yoruba to Catholic, like line them all up. I just take whatever resonates with me, like a buffet, so to speak. But when I was deep in the Christian world, and I ain't look at shit. Like, you couldn't tell me. If it wasn't about Jesus and God, it was the devil. But you can't be like that. You're going to miss out on life. That's like only putting pepper in your food. Baby, you don't know about salt? You don't know about garlic? You don't know about onion powder? You don't know about Caesar salt? What? It's like, you just, okay, you just going to put pepper on all your food. But where was I going with that? Oh, I used to wake up. I don't even know how. Like, stuff just be finding me. But there was this group called Girlfriends Pray. You would call this phone line at like 6 in the morning and they would pray. And I'm talking about, you know how I come from the old church. Like, we had a prayer towel. We would be praying all day. Like, I'm hungry. They still praying and sweating and shouting and stuff. Like, my nigga, I'm hungry. Lord, answer the prayer. But there was like those, and it'd be women too. I mean, the men be in them, but the women is the ones that be tearing. And so it'd be those strong, powerful prayers. And I love them. But I wasn't getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning no more. So it's been years. And then I don't know how I ran across them again. They got a podcast and they put the prayers on the podcast. I was like, Mom, Girlfriends Pray got a podcast. She was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, you ain't tell me. Because I was not getting, I don't know. I just couldn't keep getting up at 6. It was just like, all right, Lord. But the prayers are so powerful. So you could be washing your dishes, you could wash your clothes, you could be doing homework. You could wake up in the morning, push play. You know, get that anointing, get that prayer covering you. And keep it going. So yeah, check out that podcast. And then when it comes to God, here's my philosophy. I go by so many names, it's ridiculous. I feel like a lot of people go by so many names. And then you just continue to evolve. Even if you don't want to go by names, every different emotion of yours has a different persona. You're not the same when you're angry as when you're excited, as when you're happy, as when you're sad, as when you're aggravated or hangry. And just go over the whole emotional wheel. We want to call these people schizo? No, they're human fucking beings with different emotions that is going to result with different fucking personalities. There's no way you can be mad as hell and tell somebody, I love you with so much love and joy. It's going to be an angry, I love you. And it probably is going to have a whole different face features and muscles and like all demeanor. So anyways, when I look at religion, I look at God having one fucking name that we don't even know. Because it even says in the Bible, as humans, we probably can't even pronounce it. It's probably just a sound. It's probably a musical note. But anyways, we don't even fucking know. So with our little human brains, we come up with these high names to call God. And he just answers, or she, or both energies, he, she, answers the name. Because if I create it all and you call me blue, well, damn it, ain't nobody else make you. So you must be talking about me. You get what I'm saying? I don't think it's disrespectful. It's like, I know y'all niggas don't know, you know, but I know you talking to me. That's just kind of how I see it. I'm just like so over the divisions, so over the small-mindedness. Like, if you and your husband gave birth to a child, no matter what they called you, you know you mama and daddy. Ain't nobody else make you. Y'all remember the song, the day, the time, the hour, all that good stuff. Y'all know y'all created that child. So no matter what the child calls you, you know you mom and dad, period. So anyways, not a little tidbit. So Reiki healing prayer record would be to all the gods and goddesses in the world. Yes, you. Keep growing and share your gift with the world. I feel like Oprah has a gift. We all have a gift. And I think some people share that gift. Some people haven't discovered that gift. Some people hide that gift. Some people don't pursue that gift because they think it won't make them money. But the gag is, if you follow your gift, the money will come. Maybe not instantly, but it will. And I feel like we are like plants. Some plants grow super fast. Some are slow as hell. And I know I'm a slow ass growing plant. But when I finally do grow, I'm going to remember everybody that stuck by me, period. If you know what your gift is, share it. If you don't know what your gift is, take time out to discover it. If you don't want to share your gift because you feel it isn't lucrative, then just carve out a little bit of time to share it. Whether it's if you're an artist and you don't want to be a full-time artist because you got to feed your family, I completely understand. But just carve out a little bit of time in your week, not even day, but in your week to draw something and post it. Do you know art can be healing? I can be sad as hell and see a beautiful picture and just, oh, that picture. Whatever we do, it carries our energy. And that's what people don't talk about. When you speak, got your energy on it. Okay? At work, that's your energy on it through that job. So be careful where y'all eat, because people handling your food could be having a nasty attitude and a bad day and you finna eat that. Same thing with the meat industry. Those animals are sad and angry as fuck. And when they die, that energy ain't go nowhere. It's in the damn meat and you swallowed it. And who knows what that's going to be in your life, what that's going to manifest for. Because you just ate the energy. Nobody talks about that. Yes, you ate the energy. You eat energy. You eat the energy in an apple, banana, pear, even animals. So, just carve out that little bit of time just to share that gift, because it's going to bless someone. So I think we'd be focusing on the money. That's not what it's about. It's about helping your sisters and brothers, because we really are each other. It's one person, which is God, living a million, quadrillion lives, however many, in so many different ways, from atoms to germs to humans to giants to planets. Whatever you can imagine, it's still God. So that's the funny part. That's why I'm learning to not hate so much, because it's still God in reverse. Like, how can I say that God is just good when I get mad? I'm not even all fucking good. You do the right thing, you gonna meet me the fuck. So I can't be something that God isn't. That's what I've come to realize. Like, If I could kill to protect myself, okay, God can too. So, and if I can get anger, if I can sin, or if I could do evil, okay, God can too. So, Anyways, that's just my little philosophy. That's where I'm at spiritually. So the music record would be Protection by, I want to say, Pikcha. So I want to share like a lot of spiritual music that I've come across. And this is a YouTube link. She has an evil eye on there and she is singing about protection. I thought that was really, really dope. I'm so proud that she put her gift out there for the world. And I can spin it, I can play it, and I can send protection energy in the air. And I really do appreciate that. So the next record would be Spiritual Teacher Mentor Guide. And I want to give a shout out to Olanike Osibuale. I remember I ran into her a long, long time ago, right up there with Seven Bomar. And she was talking about Yoni Pearls and her spiritual journey and this anime called Nana. If you heard my previous podcast, you heard me talk about Nana. She was the one who put me on. Oh my God, Nana is the most amazing anime I've ever seen. It's all about love and romance, which is right up my lane. Oh my God. And she was just talking about anime and her spiritual journey and how, and she introduced me to the Yoruba and how she went on vacation by herself. And she went out to the water and talked to Mama Wata. And just, I had never heard of any of this shit before. And I think she was on YouTube, but now she has a podcast. I remember I did her Yoni Pearls. I told my sisters about it. They did. See what they think about me? I'm going to share. I'm going to share and I'm going to put you on game. So I'm at a journey. And I do see now that things repeat themselves because I'm doing the same shit that I did before. Wow. So I started IRS 6 years ago. I find myself revisiting the same things that I did 6 years ago. Oh my fucking God. It's true. I just didn't journal or anything like that to be able to go back and reflect. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm starting to listen to Seven Bomar again. I done ran back into Olanike. I'm about to do my Yoni Pearls again. Oh my God. Like, wow. This shit repeats. It repeats over and over again. Like, did you learn? Let's see what you're going to do this time. Did you learn? Let's see what you're going to do this time. Like, oh my fucking God. But that's good. Give you a chance to make better choices and do better. So, I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. So I ordered some Yoni Pearls. I can't wait for them to come. You get 3 Yoni Pearls. And the first time I did it, you put all 3 in, you leave them in, you take them out, and you are able to purge your feminine area and all types of things come out. If you just go Google it, the pictures are like, wow, that came out of me. And I know it's true because we eat toxins and chemicals and plastic and that stuff doesn't come out your body. So where does it go? It's just sitting and you got to like pluck it out, but you want to do it in a safe way. So they take these little wooden beads, they soak them in herbs and they wrap them in a cotton and twirl it with strings so that you'll be able to put it in and take it out. So I'm on that journey again. I just ordered some. But the first time I took 3, this time her instructions are to put 1 in the first day. After 24 hours, take it out and put the next 2 in. And after 48 hours, take them out and you'll purge for like 7 days. And I just cannot wait to do that. Someone else that I follow, let me give a shout out to her as well. Let me see what her name was. I went to her page first, but she's not selling them right now. So that's when I went to Olanike. I remember Olanike was doing it. T.C. Atkins. T.C. Atkins said that she was doing her Yoni Pearls for 3 fucking years. And I didn't even know you would just keep it in your damn routine. But she had broke up with her boyfriend. And he was smoking and do all this other stuff that was new. And it was messing up her body and stuff. And she just wanted to purge. And as women with a womb that gives life, you know, you want to make sure that you clean that area more than what they teach us. I feel like the Eastern world does things more spiritually. And the Western world, they're going to give you a prescription and you're going to get the hell out of their face. So I find myself looking into Eastern medicine, spiritual healings and stuff like that. And I'm about to do my Yoni steam as well. And back in the days, after their menstrual cycle, they would steam just to kind of purify themselves. but you don't really hear these conversations. So I'm just glad that I'm taking a journey on my own, because leave it up to the Western society. Now we got all these TV shows and don't nobody talk about yoni pearls. Don't nobody talk about steaming, but you talk about hopping on somebody. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, or being somebody baby daddy or whatever. But anyways, I digress. Let's see. So we have, so yeah, check out Olanike. She has YouTube. She has podcasts. She talks about her spiritual journey. She even does classes and stuff like that. And she's just one of the spiritual mentors, teachers, guys that happen to cross my path. Okay, so the book. So a good book or good read reco, as I mentioned before, would be Heaven or Hell. I do need to finish that. I probably just need to find the audio and let it play. A quote for this podcast would be, no experience is wasted. Everything in life is happening to grow you up, to fill you up, to help you become more of who you were created to be. Oprah Winfrey. And our ex laugh for this podcast would be, I'm tired of explaining to my spiritual guru how emails work. He can't just understand what attachments are. You get it? So in the spiritual community, you're not supposed to be attached to anything. Like Buddha said, don't be attached to anything. So that's what that joke was about. And these are spiritual jokes, by the way. What size of a pizza is the most spiritual? What size of a pizza is the most spiritual? A medium. Isn't that funny? Medium. You know, the people that can talk beyond the veil to the dead or angels and stuff like that. I thought it was pretty funny. And the last joke is, I don't drink alcohol. I drink distilled spirits. So I'm not an alcoholic. I'm spiritual. I thought that was funny. Like, I don't drink alcohol. I drink distilled spirits. Like, really? So I thought that was cute. So now whatever my topic is, I just try to find a joke on that topic. I thought it was pretty cute. And the podcast reference below would be where I pull these questions from. Oprah did an interview with Deepak called Life's Biggest Questions on Super Soul Sunday. And I basically just copy all of the questions or put all the questions in number format. And then after she asks a question, I'll answer. So I get my interview with Oprah, wink, wink. I'm just excited to see what these answers are going to be. So here we go. Ah! Oprah, it is so nice to meet you. I never thought I would be here today doing this interview with you. My little old podcast, I did not even know I was making such a big impact. So thank you for having me on your Super Soul Sunday. It is a pleasure. I cannot wait to get going with these questions. Oh my gosh. Okay. What's the first question?
What is your heart's greatest desire?
What is my heart's greatest desire? Oh my God, I don't have one. I have several. So one of my heart's greatest desires is to be a mother. Being a mother to me is more than just giving birth to a child. I feel like God gave birth to all the creations that we see out of love. And I, you know, as a child of God, I want to be able to experience that as well, to create something, to nurture it from infant to adulthood, to guide it even in adulthood, to nurture it and to see what it in turn creates. So being a mom is more than just a mom. It's tapping into my godhood of being a creator. And so that's one. Another great desire of mine would be to blossom into my full potential. Because I don't know about you or anyone else, but there is a version of me in my mind, in my subconscious, in my heart that's so fucking phenomenal. In the future, and I'm not there yet, but I know every choice I make is either pushing me closer to that version or further away. And when I, as long as I'm making steps to that version and becoming the best, the highest, best version of myself, I'm doing the work. And the work that you do for yourself is really a reflection of the work that you're doing in the world. So let me break that down. There's a quote that says, at first I wanted to heal the world. So if you would have asked me years before, hey, what's your great desire to heal the world? But then I ran across a quote that was like, you want to heal the world? Start at home. And I was like, oh, okay. You're trying to feed people overseas, but it's homeless right here on in your neighborhood. Then I saw another quote that was saying, you want to heal the world? Start with yourself. And I was like, when I do the inside work, people watching can start to mimic that. I can have the tools and the resources to be able to share that. And it's just like a domino effect. Like how you're doing. You grew, you develop, you're doing this show. You're lighting so many matches. And you're giving birth to so many other, the next generation of spiritual leaders. And it all started with you. So if we all take that time out and start with us and do the work, it's gonna overflow to others. And another heart desire of mine would be to meet God, because I have questions. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck? That's the first sentence. What the fuck? Oh my gosh. Like, you know, all the questions that I've ever wanted to know, you know. Why are there murders? Why are there killings? Why are there rapists? Why did you leave me? Why did I have to cycle back so many times? What's going on? You just created us and let us go rogue. You're supposed to stay and, you know, fix things if they're gone wrong. Why did you give us free will? No, no, no. Some people took the free will too far. So that's one aspect. And then the other aspect would be, you know, thank you for creating me. You know, I love you so much. And then all the things that we will be able to know. Because when I read the Bible, it's always like, you know, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. So I imagine when I finally do meet God, I'll get to hopefully understand those higher thoughts and those higher ways. Because on an earthly level, it's like, okay, go to work, have a family, have kids, you know, get a house. But on a God level, it's make a planet, make a solar system, make a galaxy, and who knows what else. So I know those are just two completely different ways of thinking. But just to be able to meet my creator, to say, you know, I love you, you know, thank you for being there for me. Thank you for never leaving me, even when I thought I was alone. When I think about God, like in the Christian generation, it's like, and God made the heavens and the earth, and he separated the waters and the vegetation and the animals and the people. And then he rests on the seventh day. Like, you did all of that for me, goddamn. You created a whole bunch of shit before you put me there. Like, that's love. That's like a parent, you know, stacking up the diapers, stacking up the wipes, getting the clothes, getting the baby furniture, painting the room, all of that, you know, even before that, maybe saving up money for daycare or, you know, all of that thought and preparation before, you know, you put something there, like that is genuine love. So of course, when I meet my creator, I want to be able to say thank you. All of that thought that went in with those creations. So two sides of the coin, like what the fuck? And I love you. So yeah, one of my heart's desires would be to one day come face to face with my creator, because from what we've learned as far as the Christian heritage is, when you see God, it's so bright, you can't see, your hair turns white. I would like to go, you know, beyond that, to be able to hug creator and, you know, not have all those effects. And just how you would do, you know how when kids are adopted, they dream about meeting their parents one day, and then they're able to look up their profile and find their number or their address and actually go see them. That's the same type of yearning that I have for my creator one day. And then another heart's desires of mine is to get to a level of like pure love and bliss, because I'm in so many different spiritual realms and everybody thinks completely differently. But in one realm, it's like, Earth Galaxy, Earth Civilization 1, Earth Civilization 2, all the way up to 10. And it's like, I think we're 1 because we are like depleting Earth's resources. But the higher up you go, it's like there's free food and free energy and people aren't working. They're just creating and giving back and love and humanity. So another one of my desires would be for us as a humanity, as a civilization, to move up a level. And you'll hear people say 3D, 4D, 5D. So I think it's the same thing, just different terms. But I know God is so good. It's almost like Ohana. You know, we are family, no one left behind. So it's like keep, discover what your gift is. Cultivate that gift. Share it with the world because it will heal and help someone. Whether it's dance, whether it's art, whether it's poetry, whether it's teaching, it doesn't matter. And I feel like the only way we're going to get there is if everyone digs deep, discovers their gift, share it. It's almost like each one teach one, and then we'll all be able to get there. Maybe not my generation, maybe not my nieces and nephews generation, maybe not the one that will come after, but one day we'll get there. And I have, since Corona, I hate to say it, I've seen so many, well, let's start out with the bad. There was so many negative effects with COVID, unnecessary death, lies, politics, hoo-ha. But on the flip side of that, because this is a polarity plane, so many great things happened because of COVID. People started caring about their health so much more and not really believing every single thing that the doctor says. Like, it's written in stone and it's gold. Taking responsibility for the choices and actions that they make, spending more time with family and friends, because being in quarantine and not being able to, you know, once that's lifted, you're like, you miss going out, you miss hanging, you know, just enjoying life more. So anyways, another of my heart's desires would be when we finally are a level 12 or whatever civilization, and it's just peace, love, and kumbaya, because I promise, I feel like I'm an alien from that civilization, and I'm like, what the fuck, Earth is ghetto, who, what, did I volunteer to come here, abort, abort, mission abort, oh, I think that's the dog, so, yeah, I probably have so many more, but let's go to the next question.
And do you think that your purpose in bringing that about is being fulfilled?
Absolutely. It took me fucking forever to get here, but I finally put it all together. I love to read. I was just reading the wrong genres. I always had a strong faith. I just put myself in a box. Once I switched my genre and took myself out the box, it connected. Of course, there was heartache and pain along the way. I had several teachers that were mirrors for me. Sometimes you'll look at, you know, oh, this person, you know, lied to me. Are you lying to yourself? Because they probably are a reflection of that. Or, oh, this person cheated on me. Well, are you cheating on yourself? Because they're probably a reflection of that. Or, oh, this person is abusive. Well, are you abusive to yourself? Because they're probably just, you know, reflecting you back to you. So when I finally realized that I love to learn, I love to read, I love spirituality, I married the two. I couldn't share it. I just shared it. I bombarded my family and my friends. I probably ran some people away. I stumbled upon the podcast, and here we are. Now I'm in the process of writing books. Because now they have apps where you can talk and can write it for you. You can send it off to an editor. They can either help fluff it up for you or, you know, turn it into more book format. And then there's a book. But there are, just because I like to sit and read all of these books, other people may not. And I may, you know, make a 20-second video about it or put it on my podcast or put it in a book. And they may stumble across that and, you know, then they can go discover the person that I was talking about or go read the book that I was mentioning. So, yes, me growing and developing in the path of my own right now are helping each one of those heart's desires to be a mom, to one day meet Creator, for us to become a type 12 civilization and to just, you know, discover my gift, cultivate it, and share it with the world. So yes, I am finally on the right path. I feel so at peace. For the longest, I felt that it was money, 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 dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign. But Denzel Washington made a very good point. When you die, is there a U-Haul behind that hearse with all of your belongings? And the answer is no. They put your body in that grave 6 feet below, and that's it. All your shit is divvied with the people that are left behind. So that just tells me our focus is not on the shit that's going to be left behind, because we can't take it with us. It's on what's inside. Ha ha, what's inside. Not only that, I do think the Egyptians had tombs filled of shit for the afterlife, but it's still there, goddammit. And they aren't. So again, we can't take the stuff with us, right? We leave. And so to me, I feel like my mind is going to go with me. My spirit is going to go with me. My energy is going to go with me. My chi is going to go with me. My memories are going to go with me. So I want to make sure that I'm focused on that. So, yeah.
I just want you to finish these sentences. Life is.
I wanted to say life is a shit show, but that's unfair because there's a lot of beautiful things inside of it. I think the shitty things that do happen can blur out all the amazing things in life, so I won't use that. I could also say life is a roller coaster. There's a lot of ups and downs. That's true, but it's not just a ride. Where I'm at right now, I feel like life is a garden. I feel like if you don't tend to the garden, a lot of weeds are going to grow. It's going to be unpleasing to the eye. It probably will become infested with rodents and stuff. I feel like you have to tend to your life. You have to take out the weeds that could be the bad habits, bad attitudes, get rid of the trauma. That's how I'm putting it in my book, at least. And plant beautiful things. And that could be the things that you learn. And then you let those things that you learn grow. You have to put them in your mind so they can take root and watch them grow, which is what the actions that you will take with those things that you learn. So I feel like life is a garden. And I think that's why God referenced the Garden of Eden, because it's just so beautiful. It has everything that you need. Everything that you need is in the garden. Food, shelter. When you look at people in Eastern societies and they don't live in cities and stuff, they make their house out of mud. You know, they use the wood for fire. They have the animals. And it's like the garden has everything that you need. So, and then there's a lot of lessons. Animals have messages. If you just watch how they move, they have lessons to teach you, and other people that you meet, and you just learn and grow and develop. So life to me is like a garden. Make sure you take care of your garden. Get rid of the weeds. Plant great seeds and flowers and fruits and trees and stuff. And yeah, just don't let the weeds take over. Don't let the negative things in life take over your garden.
The world needs.
The world needs more people to wake up. We all have the potential to wake up. Some people say wake up or observe life through new perspectives or just grow and develop and be a better person, to make better choices, to just stop being your lower self, stop being shitty, just. The world does need to wake up, but I've also realized that if you wake up someone too soon and they aren't ready, it's going to be more chaos, more harm than good. So I do feel like the world needs to wake up, but I'll just say the world just needs time, more time. It may take a million years before we get there, but we will. I have faith in humanity. If God, he or she, took their precious time to create us and was so proud of us and gave us command over the angels, we have to be pretty fucking awesome because, you know, angels are amazing. And we have been given command over angels in the Christian religion, I remember reading. And I feel like that's why Satan got so upset. It's like, I was your number one in command and you talk about this Adam and Eve so much. What about me? It was almost like brother rivalry, you know, jealousy. So if God sees that much potential in us, you know, we have to see it too. So we need more time. We need more time. But we also need more people to take the lead. In my culture, we have strong leaders such as yourself, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. And there's always a small number, but you guys make a huge impact. So maybe, you know, that's all I need. Michael Jackson, you know, like usually one per, even Jesus and Buddha, you know, one person usually makes such a big impact. What was the lady's name that donated to all the kids and stuff? What was her name? Well, anyways, I forgot her name, but as time moves on, I don't see, we went from time changers to content creators and dancing and being silly, and that's good, all good and well, you know, you're making people laugh and laughter is medicine for the soul. However, I just think we need to get back to the life questions, the growth and development, the healing, and not so much entertainment. So I love the work that you're doing. There's so many people stepping up to the bat like yourself, and you make such a huge impact, and you light so many flames, and I just can't wait for that next generation to, you know, take the pulpit, so to speak. But we definitely need more. Like, how long has it been? How many years since Martin Luther King and Malcolm X? And nobody else stood up. Nobody else. So, yeah, we need time. We need more leaders. And we need more love. Love, 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 love. We need more love. All of this hatred. I don't understand. How are you upset because that person is gay? Let them live their life. How did that disrupt your life? How? How? We definitely need more love. And we need more. We need more time to discover God. I feel like in our day, it's work, 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 bills, 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 family, 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 and a little tiny bit of time for God. And a lot of people are really good about balancing that. But what if we went back to giving Sunday to God? Or what if we added a whole nother day to the calendar for just soul search, you know? I don't know. We need so many things, but those are a couple that come to mind. I believe in myself, okay? Because I see me as a particle or an atom or a tiny speck of God. And if I'm just a speck of God, I'm still amazing. In the same way that a drop of ocean water has the same amount of properties and sea salt, yada, 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 as the full ocean. So that drop is basically the ocean in drop form. So I believe in myself because I feel like I am a drop of God in myself, and God being the ocean. And if I can believe in myself, that means I believe in everyone else because we all are a part of God. And the reason that I can believe in myself is because I believe in God. So I have two mirrors. I have a mirror, maybe three. I have a mirror from me to God because that is my reflection. Then I have a mirror from me to the mirror because I believe in me. But then when I look at me in the mirror, I see everyone else because we all are one. So that's three, which is my life path number. Isn't that full circle? So I believe in me because that me is God, me, and you, and everybody. And if I can do the work and I can heal and I can be my best self, me, if I can do it, I know you can do it. And it's not easy. This shit is fucking hard, but it's literally just deprogramming. You were taught one way and it's like, forget everything that you were taught and you're learning all over again. So to me, when you wake up or when you start your spiritual journey, you 9 months old again, and that's your 9 month counter starts over again. So I'm literally 6 years old because I started my spiritual journey 6 years ago. So yeah.
Love is.
I just discovered love is everything. Every emotion on the emotional chart is love. I was so shocked when I found that out. I was like, oh my God. So you hear about the guy. Literally, I hate to say this. There was a woman that had 6 beautiful daughters and a son. She was married and she was in a domestic relationship. And the guy stabbed her so many times. And unfortunately, she died and he's in jail. I would usually look at that as, oh my gosh. You know, he must hate her. Like, what's wrong with him? You know, he needs help. He's a demon. But I've learned, and I'm not saying that it's right. I feel like if you don't give life, you shouldn't take it. Unless you are really defending yourself, like, for real. Because people can lie and say that they're defending themselves when they're not. But he loved her so much. I really feel like she was about to get out of that relationship. She was about to buy a home, and he wasn't going to go with her. And sometimes when people love someone so much, it's like, if I can't have you, no one else can. That is a form of love. It's an obsessive, twisted love, but it is. It's still love. It's just on the wrong spectrum. So what I learned is that love is really all emotions. When someone dies and you cry, I've just learned that grief is love. Grief is a deep, deep love. That someone that you love is no longer here anymore. You can't pick up the phone and call them. You know, you can't see what their life would have been. It's love. It's a form of love. It's a different degree of love. And then you have joy and you have happiness and all of that. Anger. I guess the killing part could have been anger. But even sadness. Without sadness, would you know what happiness is? Without anger, would you know what joy is? Without hate, would you know what love is? It's like they all balance each other. And one cannot exist without the other, unfortunately. So love is literally everything. And that's why I think we are all, like, I feel like God is love. And we are all God. And, you know, when evil is walking around and evil's doing its thing, that's why I was saying earlier, it's a part of God. It's love, and in the form of hate, you know, a version of love is hate. So I really think everything is love, but we should try to get as close as we can to the 0 point love. So let's say you have negative 100, which is on the negative evil side, and then you have 100, which is on the positive amazing side. You have 0, which is right in the middle. I think we should aim to be towards the middle, because you don't want to go too far left or too far right, because believe it or not, you could love so much that you could hurt, you know, hurt someone, and then you could hate so much, you know, that you literally are hurting. So balance in all things, but I think love is everything. We are love. God is love. Everything is love. Another example is the trees. We cut them down. They're going to be extinct. And when we have to buy air, you know, we're going to regret it one day. Maybe our kids or great kids or our grandkids or great grandkids. But no matter what we do to those trees, they still provide us with oxygen. No matter what we do. Even dogs, you can treat a dog so bad, it still loves you. Even kids, you can treat them so bad, they still love you. Even partners, you can treat them like shit and they still love you. So, oh my gosh, like everything is love. The trees are giving you oxygen, love. You're giving them, like we feed each other. So right now my mom has, well, we're giving them carbon, they're giving us oxygen, but so that's it for the trees. But for the garden, my mom is growing a garden, right? She's growing the garden so that she can feed her family. But she can't eat all of that, and she gives some of it to the animals. So you have insects, you have bugs, you have lizards, you know, you have even bacteria, believe it or not. There's birds, squirrels, you name it. So the plant is loving us because it's growing to feed us. My mom is loving the animals because she's sharing. And the animals are loving my mom because they're helping. Like the bees, they have to pollinate. Like I didn't know, the bees have to pollinate. Like humans have sex and they have a baby. The bees are basically pollinating the flowers. So let's say the flowers are the vagina. The bees is like the penises running around. Like they pollinate the flowers so that the fruit can grow. But yeah.
Modern medicine must
apologize for all of the lies and the cover-ups and the deaths. Modern medicine must get, you know, on their knees and repent and turn to holistic medicine and give her her rightful throne. Instead of it being big pharma, it could be holistic nation. You know what I mean? And they could still make money the right way by healing people, by educating people. You know, instead of having residual customers, how about having healed customers? So modern medicine, you know, needs to go to court and have her day because, you know, enough is enough. Back in the day, I feel like they burnt women at the stake and called them witches. Not because of the devil, that was a lie, because they knew the herbs, they knew healing, they were the doctors. Go back in history and see. Women were the doctors, not men. They were running shit. They could kill you, they could get on the field and fight and heal wounds. Men started to learn that secret knowledge from the women and then shunned them and started making secret societies and burnt them and tried to annihilate them, essentially, the ones that were powerful. So yeah, modern medicine, she needs to have her day. You know, it's time for holistic medicine to reign.
I want to thank
all the spiritual gurus on my path. You know, I would start out with saying I want to thank God, but remember, in my mind, we all are gods. But for some reason, when you come to this realm, you forget, you make bad choices. You know, you have to go on this path of healing and correcting yourself and making better choices. And how do you get there? It's people, other people. Through songs, through poetry, through art, through teachers, through gurus, through the internet, through YouTube, through books, through movies. And so, if they didn't wake up and do the work and share their gift, you know, I would probably still be asleep. So that's my greatest thanks. But with me thanking all of them, I'm still thanking God because we all are essentially God, having individual lives. And the reason I say that is when I play Sims, I'm one person sitting at a computer making 100 little people in the computer game and lives, and they're getting married and having kids and the population is still growing, but I'm one person. And that's kind of how I see God. Like, God is one living all these different lives. So yeah.
The person I most want to be proud of me is...
The person I want to be most proud of me is myself. And when I say that, when you're a little kid, you know, you grow up, you become a preteen, a teenager, you know, a young adult, an adult, you know, middle age, an elder, old, you know, there's different versions of you, but I see them as all still living. So when I see the person that I want to be most proud of me, is the little girl. The little girl who wanted to be a realtor and, you know, had all of these hopes and dreams. And as I grow, I'm making choices to be able to fulfill that dream. But even though it's a little girl in me, it's still me. So I want to make myself proud. I stopped caring about other people a long time ago. It's not about them. It's about me. But I also have such an amazing support group that no matter what I do, my parents are proud of me. My family and friends are proud of me. Like, I have just amazing cheerleaders and support system. Like, their proudness is there. The proudness that I'm working on is with myself. And it's probably just because I'm so hard on myself. I have to celebrate all of my wins. But for some reason, I like to shut it down until I win. Like, I wasn't too excited about getting in the master's program because I wanted to graduate. And I wanted to hold off on celebrating until after I graduated. When every step of the way was a celebration. So I just want to start being proud of myself every day because I know what my goal is and I know the situations that present themselves to me. I have choices to make that will push me to that goal or away from that goal. So, me.
I am ready to forgive.
I am ready to forgive myself. I've been on a self-forgiveness journey. Because if I am God, God is me, and I am you, and you are me, there's no way that I can say I forgive you if I haven't forgiven me. And usually when something happens, there's two parties at fault, but we always want to just look at one. There's what you did that was what was wrong, and what I did what was wrong, and we usually just focus on the external so much that we forget about the internal. So your question is, who do I want to forgive? I want to forgive myself, but I am already on the journey of forgiving myself and understanding that the mind frame that I had at the times when I made choices was all I fucking had. So of course those are the choices that I made. So it's easier to forgive when you think of it that way. Like, you know, if I touch the stove and I burn my hand, I could forgive myself because, girl, you didn't know that stove was hot. But today I know it's hot and I don't have to worry about burning my hand because been there, done that, like that. So it's just a continuous journey of forgiving because I may make a mistake tomorrow, but then the next day I'm going to have a whole new mindset. So it's easy to forgive that mistake because you only can do what you know. You only can do what you know at the time. You only can give what you have. And so, yeah, forgiveness would be for me because I understand that forgiving myself is going to be a reflection of forgiving others. So as easily as I could forgive myself, I could forgive others. But if I have a hard time forgiving myself, I'm going to have a hard time forgiving others. And I didn't get that for the longest. Same thing with self-love. Same thing with everything. It's always going to start with you. Again, that mirror is to you and God. That mirror is to you and yourself. And that mirror is to you and others. It's like, that's why we have to be careful with what we do. Because if I'm hurting you, I'm hurting myself and I'm hurting God. You see how that works?
I want my legacy to be.
My legacy already is. My legacy is right now. Every podcast that I've made, it has touched someone, it has planted a seed, and those seeds are going to sprout when it's time. My friends and families have personal memories with them in their minds that will stay with them forever beyond time. So my legacy has already been born. But another legacy that I'm working on outside of the podcast and outside of my connections with people that interact with me would be books that I want to leave behind. Because you can go to the library, you can read books from centuries ago. You know, hieroglyphs are on the pyramids from, you know, when. And words to me are like people immortal, put it that way. Even songs, records and stuff, if we're still going to have the equipment to play them. But for some reason, books and papers have stood the test of time and stone and hieroglyphs and stuff. So I am in the digital world via my podcast. I'm in the minds of my close friends and families forever. And I can also become immortal in books. So that's what I want. Another one of my legacies. Oh, that's three people. Podcasts and books. Wow. My other legacy is going to be with the things that I create. Not just books, but I want to, you know, start selling soaps and different things like that. So, yeah. And I want the legacy to be love. Like, love is, oh my God, I just can't even explain it. Like, I must have embedded it in my DNA. Like, I don't care what you do, girl, just remember love. If you can remember love, you're gonna make it out of earth. But love is just, I can't even explain it. It is everything to me. If you take love out, you know, what is the point? Love is everything to me. So I named my store Love Me because it starts with me. I didn't want my store to be my name. I didn't want people chanting my name. I wanted them to think of Love Me as loving themselves. Love. I put love on everything because the Love Me podcast, like, it's always love to me. So hopefully I'm leaving a legacy of knowledge, you know, wisdom, and most important, love. Like the Bible says, the greatest of these is love.
Whoo, that's really great. That's really great.
Thank you, Oprah. It was so great being here. You asked some amazing questions. We have got to do this again. Well, podcast loves, that wraps up today's podcast episode. I will catch you guys on the next one. If Miss Oprah were to ask you these questions, what would your answers be? Wink, wink. This was not, of course, a real interview. In case, you know, I try to get copyright or whatever, I do have my little non-infringement disclaimer in the description or whatever. But hey, I'm gonna put this out in the atmosphere. Who knows? I may be sitting on Little Miss Oprah's chair or couch one day, but she also came across my spiritual journey, and I was like, oh my God, Super Soul Sunday. And she just introduced me to all these gurus. And now I came across someone else who's doing the same thing. And his name is Lewis Howes. And then there's other people that are starting to do it. And it's like, she sparked so many flames. And when I came across her, I was like, you know, I don't want to hear about no Buddha people. I was just only wanting to hear the Christian people. But now that I'm in a different place, I want to go back and revisit those videos, because Miss Oprah was onto something. She really was. She just was ahead of my time at the time, but she still crossed my path. And I was like, Super Soul Sunday. Like, she didn't put herself in one box of religion. She listened to all the greats, all the gurus, and they all were talking about the same thing: life, love, and growth and development. And it's like, put the titles down, and what can you learn from each other? So kudos for her. On one of her podcast episodes, the lady had mentioned that she's on her last life, like she's done, like she elevated, you know, she did what the last thing that she needed to do. So I thought that was pretty amazing too. So I finally was able to do the Oprah interview one. I thought this one was real cute. But what will your answers be, for real? What will your answers be to those questions? I'd love to know. It's 7.9 billion people in this world, yet you met me. And that is not by happen chance. It's a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. If life is a school, what lesson did you learn today? What class did you take today? Did you pass or fail your test or pop quiz? If so, it's okay. Failing allows you to restudy an area that you're weak in so you can try again better than before and pass with 100%. Keep learning, evolving, and spreading love, and I hope you see the fruits of your labor. Namaste, love us day, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. Love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.